Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's the midweek edition. It's April the 10th, 2013. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show live. That means you can listen to the program at your desk, wherever you are, on the computer at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we're also making it easy for you by doing the podcast thing. We do it at buckmastershow.com, and we post, or my lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, takes care of this, thank goodness. We post to the TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com, so you have three sites that you can go to the program, and you can listen to it on your schedule. And there's also, and we thank the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, they're at gvnews.com. They've got a link on their homepage, as does the award-winning, named by the Washington Post as the best political blog in Arizona, blogforarizona.com, and they have us also prominently displayed. We get things rolling on this Wednesday with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Mr. Elias is with me in studio. 30 minutes past the hour, a Tucson writer talks about her new book about a World War II hero and the love of his life that he met while training here in the RAF in Arizona. Interesting story. And then we'll close out the show with TUSD Governing Board member Dr. Mark Stegeman. If you have a question or comment for Richard Elias, Richard is very good about this. He will welcome any comments or questions. He wants to hear what's on your mind. 790-2040. Richard, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Just glad to be here with you and Rosemary and all of Southern Arizona.
Well, you know, we got through the dust storm, didn't we?
Boy, it was bad,
wasn't
it? I
haven't seen that kind of dust here in so many years.
Absolutely terrible.
I started the show Wednesday by saying, if you wonder what it's like to fly into Cairo, Egypt, that is what it's like. That's what I remember when we went to Egypt. You flew in there, and it was like this dust storm where you could not see your hand in front of your face.
Right.
I mean, it was nasty.
Yeah, very intimidating, very bad for people with any kind of respiratory issues. But, you know, that's what it's going to be like if we end up with this Rosemont mine getting built over there in the Santa Rita. So, you know, it's a good look into the future if that happens.
Well, speaking of Rosemont mine, actually, thank you, Richard, for bringing that up, because we have a scheduled debate. And that is going to be Rick Grinnell will be speaking in favor of Rosemont, and Randy Seriglio from the Center for Biological Diversity. That will be next Thursday, April the 18th. We'll be talking about Rosemont, letting everyone have their say. The Pima County Board of Supervisors, you and your colleagues had your say yesterday. The vote was 3-2 on the Medicaid expansion. You voting with the majority, saying that really Arizona needs to get on board with this expansion.
Really important for all of us throughout Arizona. We have a responsibility to make sure our emergency rooms and our hospitals stay solvent. This will definitely help us in that direction. This will protect all of us from increased cost of insurance. And frankly, it's good for business as well to help protect them. We all know there's a lot of changes coming at us with the Affordable Health Care Act. We look forward to some of them. Some of them we're nervous about. But I'll tell you what, expanding access in this way is going to be good for business. It's going to help. I know the county's investment in the hospital systems that we partner with, one of the top 30 hospitals in the United States of America. We're proud of that arrangement.
So this was not just a symbolic vote. I mean, the county has a stake in health care.
Absolutely. We still have a huge investment in health care, and it's important to all of us so that we protect people's lives.
Richard Elias with us, 790-2040, you voted in favor of the Medicaid expansion, but you were the lone dissenting vote. The vote was 4-1 about Pima County approving a deal to sell the sewage plant to Mayor Ed Honing and his colleagues there in Marana. What was your thinking there, Richard?
Well, you know, I'm really glad that the litigation has come to an end because it was time. But frankly, the deal that was put in front of us rewards bad behavior. It's a slap in the face towards regional government that we've all been working towards because we know regional government is more cost effective. This is about the taxpayers. It's also about the fact that, you know, we spent 10 years having a huge discussion about the Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan. We win numerous awards over it. And this is a slap in its face because this is all about development and it really should be about what's good for us.
And so is this the end of the story?
I think this is the
end
of the
story. As far as the Marana Pima County sewage treatment plant deal?
Absolutely.
790-2040, 790-2040. There was also a vote yesterday taken. You guys had a busy board meeting, didn't you?
You know, it was a busy board meeting, and it was pretty windy. A lot of talking going on there in the boardroom.
And there was a 3-2 vote, as we mentioned, about expanding the Medicare. There was a 4-1 vote. Allie Miller was the dissenting vote on supervisor spending $34,000 to match a donation that was made by the Click Family Foundation to a refugee support program at Catholic Community Services.
You know, Bishop Kakanis, Mr. Click, the mayor, myself, numerous refugee agencies here in town have all gotten together and worked on this. And Mr. Click put his money on the table and challenged the county to match it. We were able to do that. Really, the refugees' plight here in Tucson is difficult. We have tens of thousands of refugees.
These people live in the shadows.
Absolutely. Life is so difficult for them. The resettlement agencies do their best for the 6 months they're able to, and then these people are cut loose on their own. These are people who have given up their lives largely in support of this country very often in war-torn countries. And I think $34,000 is a small amount of money to match Mr. Click and do something that's right and good for all of us, and especially for those refugee families.
All right. We've got a couple of calls on the Buckmaster Show live line. Shelton, you have a question for Supervisor Elias. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Bill. I live in Supervisor Elias's district. I know Mr. Elias is a very talkative guy, his personality, very talkative and forward, a very community organized. And about the spring training baseball, what will we do if and when the Tucson Padres leave?
Okay.
Might there be a court challenge because to test the constitutionality of the federal antitrust exemption given to pro baseball, we've had 42 years of AAA baseball.
Okay, so we could have no base AAA baseball here. Shelton, let's hear what Supervisor Elias says about the Padres.
Hi, Mr. Gutman. I know AAA baseball and baseball in general is one of your favorite subjects.
It's very dear to Shelton's heart.
It's
really
dear
is.
To
and
all
to
of
many,
our hearts.
Yes.
We love baseball, mm-hmm. and we would like to see AAA continue on here. Hopefully, we'll be able to attract another team to come into Keno Stadium and play some more there. That's going to be difficult because there's only so many AAA teams, but it could be that we could look at a lower level minor league team.
Double A,
right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity out there.
So baseball's not dead here in the old Pueblo.
We're trying hard, and I know Mr. Gutman's a great supporter, and so we certainly hope that we continue on in that way.
Greg, you are up next on the Buckmaster Show with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Richard. It's Greg Shannon from Family Inc. I had the pleasure of meeting Richard and Hope a month or two back. I recommend to any Tucsonan, anybody in Pima County, we have such an open-door policy with our supervisors. And secondly, there's a camaraderie there, no matter whether a Democrat or Republican. These folks work together, and a lot of times we hear negativity on the radio about the Democrats or this, Republicans or that. But these folks are actually trying to work together for the betterment of Pima County. So, Richard, I take my hat off to you.
Oh, very nice. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. I really appreciate that, and I give it up to my other four colleagues on the board. We all work very hard at it, and all of them are very dedicated public service people.
Yeah, and whether the vote's 4-2 or 4-1 or 3-2, you all, I think the five of you get along.
Well, we walk away from it after the boardroom, and we start to get along again as people.
There you go. It's coming up on 12:15, the midweek edition. This is Buckmaster, and I'm Bill Buckmaster. We'll be back with you. 790-2040, 790-2040 for Richard Elias. Stay with us.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce B.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi.
Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at BearMountainLodge.com. It's 12:19 on this Wednesday afternoon in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Bill Buckmaster with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Another piece of business that came up at a very busy agenda yesterday with the supervisors is this gas line that it's a pipeline to import U.S. natural gas south from Tucson to the Mexican border. Richard Elias, I don't think anyone's really upset about the fact that, natural gas, it's better for the environment, cleaner for the environment. There is this demand for the natural gas in Mexico, and there's the supply here in the U.S. I don't think it's that folks are really opposed to the natural gas going to Mexico. It's how it's going to go from Tucson to hook up with the Mexican pipeline.
Absolutely. The two routes that Kinder Morgan has proposed to the public are both miserable, in a word. One of them would be to damage the Buenos Aires Wildlife Refuge, and that's just simply wrong. And we know that those lands are protected, and we know that the federal government will protect them at all odds. And Congressman Grijalva has been very articulate in his defense of that. The other route would go along the front of the Babaquiri Mountains, which are really a beautiful and important biological area, as well as being a cultural resource of great importance to the Tohono O'odham Nation. So both of those routes are really terrible. We need to have our voices heard here in southern Arizona, in the Altar Valley, and we need to make sure that Kinder Morgan moves that line. Maybe a good way to do it is to get it right along the I-19 corridor, get that gas line down there to Mexico, let them mat up there in Nogales, and they can continue on with life. That seems to me to be a much less damaging kind of proposal than either one of the routes that they're proposing. I think they're both terrible, but it is going to be very hard to have our voices heard. Pima County is going to continue to object to both of those proposed routes, and I'm sure Congressman Grijalva is going to continue to remain opposed to both those routes as well.
Well, you're not the only one objecting. There was an excellent op-ed piece in the Arizona Daily Star today by our friend, the prominent historian, Dr. Thomas Sheraton. We'll have to get him on the program here in the near future. He really laid it out about why these two routes are really bad news.
Yeah, Tom is very articulate on the subject and has lived out there for years.
I mean, take it down the I-19 corridor. The problem, I guess, is the Mexican government's approved on the Mexican side a hookup by Sasebe, so the cost would, I don't know what it would be like to go from Sasebe to Nogales, but anyway.
Something needs to be done to fix that in a much better manner, and I'm glad that Tom wrote that piece. I read it. I thought it was very nicely put together. And I would also add that yesterday the Tohono O'odham Tribal Council voted unanimously for a resolution opposed to both those proposed routes through the Altar Valley.
Well, who's the final authority on that? The Corporation Commission? Or
no, the federal government.
The federal government?
Yes. They have a EIS process that they go to, although it is an abbreviated, truncated process. So really not something that works to our advantage in this particular case.
790-2040, 790-2040. Richard Elias is with us. Perhaps you are disagreeing with something that Mr. Elias has said here on the program. Well, now is your time to pick up the phone and let him know. One thing I want to let people know about is that you can save on discount prescriptions. This is Coast to You, the discount card. Tell me a little bit about that.
You can pick them up at any county facility, health facility, as well as most of the pharmacies here in town. Just sign your name on it, write down a 9-digit number that acts as your ID on the card, and you'll be eligible for discounts for up to 68%. If you don't have health insurance or if you're underinsured and don't have pharmacy coverage, please get one of those cards. Use them to your advantage. This is something that will not cost you anything. It's an agreement made by the pharmaceutical companies along with Coast to You, a great opportunity for all of us to take a little better care of ourselves, and especially for the children in our community, the elders in our community who are caught in that vice of maybe the donut hole or having a single-parent household where the money just doesn't make it all the way to the health care end of the deal. And we need to be very cognizant of that and try and help those folks.
David is up next. David on the Buckmaster Show live line with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I support your objection to the pipeline and reroute it down 19. I made a contribution to reelection because the people running against you and the other supervisors were pro-sprawl. They want to eliminate the wash protections and hillside protections, promote more development. I have a problem with that. My taxes have gone $1,500 to almost $5,000. Pay the bill for unbridled growth because Marana, they're just annexing and upzoning land like crazy. Now they're building apartments north of Tangerine Road, flooding the schools. Enrollment increases, and I'm having to pay for more schools and more roads and all that stuff. And I support saving the Sonoran Desert and reducing sprawl because it helps keep taxes down. But the problem is Marana, and I happen to unfortunately be in their school district, and this area is booming with development now.
Okay.
But I support your effort to reroute the pipeline.
All right.
What the number to call for comments or to voice opposition to the pipeline? Gave a number or something?
You know, if you give our office a call at 740-8126, I'm sure that we can direct you to the right place where you could give a written comment or phone in a comment. Thank you very much, David.
740-8126?
Yes, sir.
That's your office?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. And, you know, David is absolutely right. In many ways, our most important job here is to be good stewards of the precious resources that we have, natural resources that we have in Southern Arizona, because they're so important to us, and really they are so scarce.
Got about 3 minutes less, or actually about 2.5 minutes to go with Richard Elias. And I wanted to mention about the budget process is starting in earnest, right?
Absolutely.
Different department heads will come before you. Is that the process now, or
yes.
How's it going to work?
Well, they have a group of meetings, and then we have open hearings for the public to comment on any of the budgets that we approve: flood control, library district, stadium district, general fund. You know, most of the money goes to public safety, about 60% of it. So,
1227 on Buckmaster. Rose, is Rick ready? Let's go to Rick on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Rick. Quickly running out of time.
Just real quick. Richard, I'm trying to figure out how the county justifies spending $284,000 on saving lizards when our taxes keep going up, jobs are going down, and the government's more concerned about something that really doesn't put food on our table.
Okay, thanks. Rick, go ahead, Richard.
You know, we all live together here on this earth, Rick, and without those animals, you're not going to be able to make any money or eat or do any of those things you claim you want government to do. We're all in this together. We all know that was a pretty poorly written story, so let's work on getting the truth out there, Rick.
Can we get Charles in real quickly? Charles, quickly.
Very quickly. What is the definition of sprawl, and how is sprawl different from growth? I'll listen on the air.
Thank you, Charles.
Sprawl is really an issue where we leapfrog from one development to the next, leaving ourselves a situation where we have tons of infrastructure to build to catch up with where development is happening. What we want are nice, concise communities that offer the amenities that we all need that add to our quality of life. Instead of leapfrogging across valuable biological resources, like I said a few minutes ago, we all share this place that we live.
And Rick, actually, David, I can't go back to you. He had a response to Rick Grinnell, but we're out of time. And I want to thank Richard Elias for being with us, because I need to read this announcement, and I'm happy to do so. But first of all, I want to say, Richard, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure. Bye, Rosemary.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by the City of Benson. Their 8th annual Bluegrass Festival in the park. It's April 26th through the 28th at Lions Park. There's going to be day camping, the free workshops. It's a great, fun event. Our friends over in Benson, we thank them for their support of the Buckmaster Show. You know, Benson, Arizona, it's only 45 minutes east of Tucson on I-10. It's the gateway to the San Pedro Valley. And I want to tell you that you can see the complete schedule of all the performers for the Benson Bluegrass in the Park by going to BensonVisitorsCenter.com. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The budget that President Obama is sending to Congress for fiscal 2014 proposes spending for the next fiscal year that would rise 2.5% from this year. Republicans say the spending blueprint does have some positive points, but they don't like the idea of hiking anyone's taxes. A jury in Los Angeles has found a notorious Rockefeller imposter guilty of first-degree murder in the death of a California man almost 3 decades ago. The leader of Syria's most formidable rebel group is pledging allegiance to al-Qaeda. And a prosecutor says a man accused of killing a West Virginia sheriff wasn't allowed to possess a gun, but the prosecutor says he was still able to buy one from a local dealer, even though the dealer did run the required background check. More details at srnnews.com.
There are 1 million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have 1 million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. There are lots of books about World War II and heroes, but a new book by Tucson writer Catherine Harris is not only about war and heroes, but about love, flying, and reconnection. The name of the book is Finding Francis, Love Letters from a Flight Lieutenant. It is the true story that centers on the romance, largely conducted by mail, between an 18-year-old Royal Air Force pilot by the name of Eric Hutchin and a 17-year-old Francis McKenzie, who met Eric while he was training at Falcon Field in Mesa, Arizona, in 1942. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is author Catherine Harris, who was born and raised in England but has resided in Tucson since the early 80s. Kathy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
How did this story percolate? What was the genesis of this project?
I always wondered about Frances and their love story, and several years ago, she gave me the letters that she had saved for all those years, and I started reading them, and I didn't want to just put them in a box and put them away because I thought they were so beautiful, and I wanted his story to be told and also thought it might be inspirational to other young men and women who go to war. So this is really a history story and a love story, and it's really a coming-of-age story of every young person who goes to war.
And Eric is, in effect, your uncle, right?
My uncle, yeah, my dad's brother.
So your dad's brother. And this was a generation of young people. Eric flew the Spitfire, the famous British Spitfires, the Typhoons. And I love this period of history. I'm a World War II buff, you might say, Kathy, because I just don't know where these young people, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, found the courage to do what they had to do.
They were amazing. When I read the letters, and I've read many, many books, I don't know how they did it. They just never knew from one minute to the next. They would scramble, get in their fighters, and they never knew if they were coming back. And, of course, all this was, you know, America was not in the war for the first few years, and Roosevelt and Churchill got together and created a plan to bring these boys over here to train. And there were 6 British flying training schools in America, and Eric was stationed at Falcon Field in Mesa.
That period is a fascinating period for America. When the war broke out in Europe in September 1st, the Nazis invaded Poland. President Roosevelt went on the radio and gave pretty much a message of neutrality, but he knew war was coming. And President Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, England's famous prime minister at the time, they did hatch this plan, didn't they, for the RAF pilots to come to America to train?
Yeah, it was pretty much done under the radar. They came across from England on liners to Canada, and then they traveled mostly in civilian clothes. Eric came on a train across America all the way, actually came through Tucson. I have a postcard in the book.
Oh, there's some great pictures of his journey across America on the train trip. I mean, the photos alone are worth checking out in the book, Finding Francis. Really good stuff. And so he made it to Arizona and went to train at Falcon Field in Mesa. By this time, the United States had, of course, entered the war. So this was in 1942. What were the circumstances of meeting Francis?
The Americans really welcomed the young pilots, and they opened a house in Phoenix for socializing, and young ladies would come and make tea for them and visit with them. And he actually met Francis at a dance, and he fell madly in love with her. He was, as I say in the book, in one of his letters, "I fall more and more hopelessly in love with you every day."
And they met, and there's a great old picture here for those that know Phoenix at the Westward Ho Hotel in Phoenix.
That was where
downtown
Eric
Landmark.
Yeah,
that's where
he had his graduation.
And they went to went to dances there, and so how long did the relationship, were they together in Mesa?
Not very long, just several weeks. They loved to dance together. Apparently, he was a wonderful dancer, and she still mentions that they loved to dance together.
And the Christmas that they spent was really a magical Christmas, the Christmas of 1942.
That was the first time he kissed her. He spent a couple of days at her parents' house, had dinner with her parents, and he remembered the time that he kissed her goodbye and wended his blissfully unhappy way back to the airport, as he said in one of his letters.
And then they boarded commercial airliners to fly back.
No, he came back on a train.
On the train.
Yeah, there wasn't really much in the way of flying into England. So he went back on a train to Canada, spent some time in Canada, and then on a liner back to England.
These letters are just they're just so beautifully written, and even the handwriting is something that you just don't see today. Of course, everyone seems to communicate these days through texting and email, but these are really thought-out letters. And he went on then to see a lot of combat, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He flew a lot of what they called sorties. He was in Spitfires, and then he flew an aeroplane called a Typhoon, which flew rockets. And according to a lot of the books I've read, and of course Eric's letters, the Typhoon was a big tank of a plane, but it fired rockets and was, towards the end of the war, was a very important weapon, apparently liberating Holland, which was what he was involved in. The Dutch had a terrible time of it during the war. And at the end of the book, I do have a poem written by a Dutch lady thanking these brave young airmen.
And it's the courage, again, that it took. It's incredible. The name of the book is Finding Francis, Love Letters from a Flight Lieutenant by Catherine Harris. Kathy lives here in Tucson. This project's been percolating for a long time, hasn't it, Kathy?
Yeah, about it was going on for about 10 years, but finally, a year ago, I decided I really had to put my nose to the grindstone and get this book done. And even now, when I pick it up, I can't believe that I've done it and that it's mine. I'm very, very proud, and it's a tribute not only to my uncle but to all the brave young soldiers, men and women, that go off to fight.
And were Eric and Francis ever married, Kathy?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to read the book.
And the best way to obtain the book is how?
Well, in town you can get it at my little shop called This, That, and the Other on Grant Road. It's also available at Mostly Books, out on Speedway, and on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
You came to this country in what year?
1967.
And you flew the cross country with your dad, right?
No, I came across on what Daddy referred to as a Pan American four prop job, because it was a four propeller plane. But no, my dad did come out to visit quite a few times and absolutely loved it here.
And you got involved in the music industry?
Yeah, I came over here and started managing bands in Los Angeles for about 10 years. And then I went and lived in a teepee in Oregon for a little while and took a break. And then I came to Tucson. My best friend moved here, and I absolutely love Tucson, and I stayed. And I worked in the music business here a little bit too. Had a teenage nightclub on 4th Avenue called the Pink Cadillac. Worked with some local musicians. But then I retired and wrote my book.
And you did a very good job with it, and congratulations. Kathy Harris, our guest, the author of Finding Francis, Love Letters from a Flight Lieutenant. Again, congratulations. It's a very important book, a very important part of history that you have captured here, and the Tucson and Phoenix connection makes it very important as well. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you again for inviting me.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow, is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony. Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Are you into cycling? So many people in Tucson love to go out and take part in bike races. I want to remind you about the Tour of the Gila. This is a five-day bicycle stage race, and it's going on over in Silver City, New Mexico. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. The five-day bicycle race is May 1st through the 5th over in Silver City, and there are a lot of places to stay, good places to stay, including Ridge Park RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Bear Paw Ranch, and the list goes on and on. The full list is at Silver City in Grant County and their fine website, which is southwestnewmexico.org. It's 12:50 now on the Buckmaster Show. Joining me in studio, he is a member of the TUSD Governing Board, Dr. Mark Stegman. Dr. Stegman, good to see you.
Nice to see you, Bill.
So the news is now that TUSD, you and your colleagues, have decided not to renew the contracts for 23 principals and assistant principals as a result of the budget cuts and poor performance. This was a 3-2 vote, and you voted with the majority last night.
Yes. This was just to give this create the possibility of relieving these guys of their jobs. By statute, we have to notice them by April 15th, or we don't even have the option. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're all going to be leaving.
These three of the 23 are principals of schools, and those schools have received, I guess they're at the risk of failing. The schools all three of these receive a D?
Twice in a row. Right.
And those schools, Monzo Elementary, Ochoa Magnet School, and Catalina Magnet High School. So it looks like a change in leadership perhaps at those schools.
Yes, I think it's likely. But the superintendent has said that if their test results look better this spring, then he might go the other way. But we had to do this vote to even create that option for him. The superintendent should normally make most personnel decisions in a district, and to force the superintendent to keep someone that he doesn't or she doesn't want to, I think would be a big mistake by the board in almost all circumstances. But we had to debate it for about half an hour before we got that majority together to give him that authority.
What's the latest on the budget situation? How big is the shortfall right now?
We never really know exactly how big it is because we don't know what the legislature is going to do. But what we're talking about is something like $5 million, $4 or $5 million. And we're hoping to make some of that up with concessions from labor and with some layoffs in janitorial. And then we're making some changes with substitutes. And we're having a new policy to give schools an incentive to reduce your utilities bills. So I think we'll get there. I'm not really worried about balancing the budget this year.
What are you worried about? What's your main concern?
Oh, I have thousands of concerns.
Well, give me your top concern.
Well, one of my big issues in the district, actually, is that the quality of principals is incredibly important. And I've come to the view that the single most important thing that central administration does is get good principals at every school. And if you do that, then the district will work. And if you don't, there's almost no way to make it work. And so I support the idea in general of holding principals accountable and relieving people who aren't doing their jobs. And that's not a comment about these specific individuals. But TUSD generally has fired principals only if they did something egregious. They haven't very often fired them just for consistently mediocre performance. But I think if we can get to the point where we're willing to do that, that is a big step forward. And that's why I very much support the superintendent in this action.
Now, you were very I think you were very disappointed. I don't want to put words in your head or in your mouth. But Dr. Petticone, you did not want to see him leave. Do not want to see him leave. Isn't that fair to say? Didn't you write a letter asking him to reconsider?
Yes, Michael Hicks and I did. We were disappointed, but I think now we feel we're more optimistic. I'm more optimistic. He said he doesn't want to leave the district in the lurch. He has not given us a drop-dead date. He has indicated he will give us time to find a new superintendent. And that makes me much more comfortable. And the advertisement that we posted says starts July 1st or as negotiated. And that means we'll accept applications from people in different situations. So I'm much more comfortable than I was the day of the announcement.
The announcement then has gone out through all the usual channels, the education channels across the country, that you have an opening, right?
Yes, and I've already received a number of emails from people indicating that they would be actually an excellent choice for superintendent. And who knows, maybe some of them would be.
Well, the job pays well, and I mean, it's not all that bad a place to live. It's a great place to live. So if you're in a place right now that has about 2 feet of snow on the ground, you're thinking, well, maybe this would be a good move for me. I mean, it's a good paying job, but with it comes a tremendous responsibility. And the thing that worries me is this turnover.
The turnover is very destructive, and I don't think there's one explanation for it. If you look at the last five superintendents, there's different reasons that it happened, but it's a very bad pattern, and successful districts don't have that pattern. So we have to get past that.
And it's not just TUSD. Sunnyside's losing their superintendent.
Yes, we're thinking maybe we should have joint job fairs and invite people in. I don't know if we could somehow combine that with Pima College and just
maybe a joint superintendent, a superintendent czar for all the public schools.
Yeah, an Uber superintendent.
Yeah, in Southern Arizona. Did you see the op-ed piece? I think it was either yesterday or the day before. From Todd Brown. Mr. Brown's an educator and a school counselor. He currently is a counselor at one of your exploratory learning centers.
Yes, Miles, a very nice school.
And I think he laid out a pretty good case, Dr. Stegeman, for not cutting, if at all possible, counselors in the district.
Yes, he did lay out a good case. And we've heard maybe even stronger arguments against the cuts to librarians. But this was staff's recommendation, and since we didn't know where we were going to make all the savings, I went along with that. It's possible, I wouldn't say likely, but it's possible, depending on how the whole thing plays out, we could revisit that. I wouldn't rule it out that we could revisit those formula cuts for the librarians and or counselors.
They're both important areas, and it's just a shame there's not the money, I guess, to cover it, right? Is that the bottom line?
Well, we're in a bad budget situation. We know that, and we can thank the legislature for that. But I always say that our job on the board and in the district is to be sure we spend all the money we get extremely well. And that's what makes us ultimately more convincing when we argue for more money. So our job is to get our own house in order, and we're trying to do that.
TUSD is looking at using some of your unused classrooms next year, and these would be not necessarily, we're not talking about the schools that are going to be closed, but within open schools, perhaps closing off a portion of the school. Is that what the understanding is?
Yes, and I think in some cases we should have done this years ago, but it's great that we're doing it now. Some schools are organized in wings where it's easy to do that, and some aren't. But I think now we're systematically looking at where we can do that, and we will get some savings that way. We spend a lot on utilities.
Yeah, well, rightly so. I mean, the climate here
You got to have air conditioning.
Yes, our electric bills are pretty high, but they could be lower. And one of the things I've pushed for, and we are finally doing this year, is we're giving schools an incentive to save money. So if they reduce their utility bills, they're going to get half of the savings back next year in a discretionary budget. And hoping that with that incentive, we might save several million dollars. We spend about $15 million a year in electricity bills. If we could knock $2 million off that with these incentives, that would be great.
How's your other job at the university, where you teach economics?
By comparison, it's remarkably pleasant, well-compensated, and non-stressful.
Dr. Mark Stegeman, thank you very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
All right. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. All of our guests who are here in studio are given a bottle of Culligan water. The guests really like it, and why wouldn't they? I like it because it makes the guests happy. And why not? The water tastes good. It's Culligan water. Culligan has the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. How's your Culligan water there, Mark?
It's delicious. It's the best I've had in quite some time.
Thank you very much. John C. Scott is coming up this afternoon, 3 to 5 on KVOI. And tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson, and they have planned tomorrow, Joe Higgins and Chris DeSimone. They will be talking with the education director of the Goldwater Institute. Also, they'll have some selected pickers from this weekend's Marana Bluegrass Festival. That's coming up tomorrow on Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8 in the morning. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon. I'll be back with you Thursday, 12:04.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.